This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Three dozen states have voter ID laws, but one of those states, Virginia, just struck down the requirement to show identification before voting. The governor signed the bill, arguing that voting is a fundamental right. That is true, and all the more reason to make sure voter fraud does not take place. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama announced a nationwide push to have every state vote by mail and allow people to register online. Progressives have tried to eliminate voter ID laws and promote liberal policies towards voting for years, but they've had limited success until now. Concerns about the virus pandemic, they believe, might provide sufficient justification for altering our election laws. The argument against voter ID is difficult to make in a society that requires identification for just about everything. You need an ID to buy a cell phone. You need an ID to open a bank account. You need an ID to rent or buy a house or to apply for a mortgage. You need an ID to rent a car or even drive a car. You need an ID to get on an airplane, and you need an ID to apply for food stamps or to apply for Medicaid and Social Security. Having the entire nation vote by mail means that all of those votes are cast without any election official overseeing the process. We don't know if there was undue influence or intimidation. We also know that voter registration rolls are often inaccurate and out of date. Someone could vote in place of someone who died, and we might never know it. Absentee voting by mail is helpful for some and can be allowed for certain circumstances, but having all Americans vote by mail is a temptation for voter fraud and would endanger the security and integrity of the election process. The pandemic cannot be used as an excuse for changing elections in America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.